Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews.
Thank you so much for being here. We have been here all week at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference in Orlando, Florida. We've had some incredible conversations. We had one night of guests who I think almost all of them were Israel related. We've had a lot of guests come on and talk about parental rights and the LGBTQ movement and as you know, how it is infringing, a lot of people feel like, on the movement of faith in this country. Individual rights. I mean, we have life rights. I mean, we've run the gamut of conversations. Who have been some of your favorites?
Well, listen, I think we had some thunderous news. I mean, we came here the first night. Ron DeSantis is on stage. He gets officially into the race, which a lot of people wonder, is he ever going to get in? He had a reason not to, right? He had a state law and the legislature to deal with. But he's in now. It's a much more interesting race with him. Tim Scott got in on Monday as well. So the race is bigger. I think Donald Trump likes that because the more people, the merrier for him. And then there was a big concern that Christian radio, poor business of a lot of the people that are in this room this week, would be thrown out of cars. The removal of AM radio. And all of a sudden, Ford backpedals, much like we've seen in some of the other corporate world. And now AM radio is saved. That's good for conservatives. It's good for Christian radio. It's also good for safety and farmers and Hispanic Americans. And then we have President Trump on, and he puts a big idea. I mean, we haven't had big ideas on abortion in a long time. The idea was overturn Roe v. Wade. Okay, that got done. And then nothing. Republicans have fumbled what to do. And he says, listen, I'm going to create Parent Corps. What's Parent Corps? It's going to be a ready-made army of thousands of American parents ready to adopt, and we're going to create tax breaks so if moms decide to take their child to term and not abort a child, they'll get a tax break, and parents will be ready to step in with loving hands, take that child, take that burden, that worry off of mom's mind. That all played out, and you go, oh my gosh, what else could happen here? And then we had these amazing interviews. Today we're going to hear from a whole bunch of people from Israel, and I'm really excited about that. But I think the other thing that struck me here, Amanda, as I look back, and I was thinking about this last night, there's a passion here. There is a determination here that maybe Christians have been too polite for too long and that they're ready to hold their ground in a much stronger way. I don't know. Did you pick up a little bit on that?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's something else that I'm seeing that I'm seeing it actually across multiple groups of people. So you and I have had conversations about the whistleblowers and the intimidation and retribution that they seem to be on the receiving end of. Parents who have been intimidated by school boards, by local officials regarding their kids' education, Christians, especially during COVID, intimidated by their own governments. And there's a central theme here, and it is, it's similar to the theme of a candlelight flame. If a flame is big enough and you blow on it, it's going to get even larger. But if it's not big enough, oxygen is going to blow it out. And I think that there's been a miscalculation across these three groups of people that they were either going to intimidate them and squash them or they were going to inflame them even more. And these people have dug in, and we are seeing that this week for sure.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think all across America, there's been some victories. I mean, whether it's sinking the business of Bud Light over the transgender ad campaign, or bringing Ford to its knees and saving AM radio, or legislatures passing laws that embolden parents now and give new rights to parents. There are victories that we haven't seen in a long time. And I think that those victories should create momentum. Sometimes Republicans win a couple and then they go back in their corner and hunker down and go back to the country club. This is not a country club of the year if you're a conservative. If you want to save the values that you think are important in America, standing on the sidelines is not an operation. Going to the country club is not an operation. Getting in the foxhole and fighting for the future of your company is a country is. And I think I heard that from these broadcasters and others, and you're going to hear that now. We had some great interviews. We're going to throw to one of them right now. We'll be right back.
There has been a really devastating trend here in the United States. We have seen a rise in anti-Semitism, and it seems like no matter what metric you look at, it's a startling discovery. One of the most recent ones that we saw was more than 1 in 10 Americans under 40 believe that Jews caused the Holocaust. And you look at that for my generation, for John's generation, and compare that to this youngest generation and their ignorance of the Holocaust and issues surrounding the Jewish people. It's startling to see. So that's one of the things that I want to talk about with you, David Rubin, the founder of Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, among other things, your many books, your past mayoralship of Shiloh Israel, lots of things to talk about. But I want to start with Shiloh Israel Children's Fund and what that came from, because you took something that was devastating and probably would have torn apart a lot of people and broken someone down psychologically, and you and your son, tell us about the experience from 2001 and what it turned into.
Well, I was coming from Jerusalem. I was driving from Jerusalem with my three-year-old son sitting behind me in the baby seat. We're halfway home to Shiloh. Suddenly, the car was hit with a massive hail of bullets. There were terrorists from the Palestinian Authority on the right side of the road. They were firing at our car with AK-47 assault rifles. Oh. The car went completely dead when the bullets hit. I saw tracers whizzing past my eyes, and I couldn't get the car to start. And then a bullet hit me in my left leg. Blood started flying out all over the place. I turned to my son, and he looked like he was trying to scream or cry, but no sounds were coming out. Later, once the car started miraculously and we got to an ambulance, they realized that he had been shot, that he had been shot in the head, oh, where the skull meets with the neck, causing a skull fracture, and the bullet that went in through his neck missed his brainstem by 1 millimeter.
Oh, my word.
So we survived that attack, thank God, after several operations, and we're both physically at least alive and well today. And as a result of that, I had this vision, because I saw how much my son was suffering. And as I explored it, I saw how much so many terror victim children were suffering. And that's what led me to start the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund for the purpose of healing the trauma of the terror victim children and restoring some of the lost innocence to their lives.
Wow, what an amazing thing. And what a way to turn such a horrifying tragedy into something that gives back and tries to heal a community. We have a need right now in our communities across America to have a conversation we're afraid to have. You have a new book coming out that talks about that conversation. Tell us about the book, why it's important, and why Americans need to have that conversation too.
Oh, absolutely. The name of the book is Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. Mm. And what does that mean? It means that America can learn from Israel's successes and Israel's mistakes. And we've had a lot of mistakes and a lot of successes. The mistakes such as when the state of Israel was reestablished in 1948 as a modern state, there was a socialist economy which took away the freedom of the people. There was one health fund, there was one TV network, and so on and so forth.
Right, no choice.
And for 30 years, it was like that. And ultimately, we learned from our mistakes. This appeasement towards the Palestinian Authority that we had originally, we've learned from that as well. But in Israel, you can learn from our successes as well. The traditional family is on the rise. The traditional family meaning mother, father, and children. And in addition to that, people are having more and more children.
Yeah.
And the return to God is palpable. Mm. You can see it. It's in the air. And it's a process, but it's happening. And that's something that America can learn from.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, and it sounds so trite, but I attribute so many of the problems that America is experiencing right now to the breakdown of the nuclear family. And I think that bleeds out into culture, into politics, every facet of American life with respect to what we can learn from Israel. You know, as you look at this administration, the Biden administration, compared to the previous president, President Trump, who had a very strong relationship with Prime Minister Netanyahu and did a lot of things in concert with the nation of Israel. Talk to us about the dichotomy between those two administrations.
Okay, well, first of all, I wrote the book Trump and the Jews.
Yes, so, that's right.
So I do know a little bit about that topic. Biden really wasn't worth it. Frankly, Biden has been the main proponent of that assault on the values that made America great. And, you know, if any country that does not respect its values, that does not respect its roots, is destined to fail, is destined to fall.
That's right.
And that's what we've seen happening over the past few years.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. David, there is one to one and a half, maybe two generations of young adults that came through an education system here in America that kind of oriented them to hating America, to think that we came from evil roots, slave owners, that in some cases there are students who believe the Holocaust didn't occur, as mentioned. You have a lot of wisdom in your book. How do parents of young adults who got mistrained in our education system, how do they have a conversation to recenter them back on what makes America great, what makes Israel great, why our two nations need to stay closely allied?
Okay, well, first of all, in confronting radicals, I address this topic. And you have to understand everything in context. At the time that when the United States had slavery, there was slavery all over the world. It wasn't just the United States.
That's right.
And the United States was one of the first countries to do away with slavery. So understand history in context. And teach your children history. Get involved at the grassroots level. And get on the school boards. You know, from the 1960s, the left started, they started getting involved. What happened to the radicals from the 60s? They joined the establishment.
Yeah.
They didn't become establishment,
right,
but they joined the establishment.
That's right.
And they took advantage of it with a lot of hard work at the grassroots level. It's time for the religious people and for the right in the United States and the conservatives to take action
same thing.
The grassroots level. Get on school boards, etc., and do something.
Yeah. Absolutely. Those
good
positions
advice
are so important. We've just got about 30 seconds left. So I want to ask you, I want to take it back to the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund. Where can people find out more about that? Contribute if they'd like to learn more.
Sure. Well, we have the website, which is ShilohIsraelChildren.org, S-H-I-L-O-H, IsraelChildren.org. They can go right in there. There are lots of videos and all kinds of information about what we're doing with the children, and it's truly turning the pain of terrorism into miracles.
Inspiration. Wow.
Well, David, for you and your son, I mean, what a devastating terror-stricken incident for you two to go through. But for you to bring about this fund and use it to help others is incredible. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
David Rubin.
I appreciate that.
All right, everybody. We are here at National Religious Broadcasters Conference, and we've got more coming up for you after these quick commercials.
Folks, eat stress-free this spring. How? With Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. That's great for a busy person like me. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your Springtown goals. Why do I use Factor Meals? Well, it's real simple. I'm busy, but I want to eat healthy. And if it only takes you 2 minutes, I'm all in on healthy eating. And the best part is that Factor Meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. All you got to do is simply heat and savor the good stuff. Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. I love asparagus. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50 and use the code justnews50 to get 50% off your first month plus 20% off your next month. That code, one more time, is justnews50 at factormeals.com/justnews50. What are you going to do? You're going to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. That's a great deal. One more time. Head to factormeals.com/justnews50. Use the promo code justnews50 for half off your first order. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition, and of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JUSTNEWS. That's promo code JUSTNEWS at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS for 15% off.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, we are here at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference. We've had some incredible conversations this week, and a lot of them surround Israel, our nation's relationship with Israel, and I think it is such an important conversation that we have often on the show,
but
especially here at this conference. And we are here with Brigadier General Amir Avivi, founder of IDSF. You have a lot of accomplishments within the IDF, but talk to us about, I know you have a story that you wanted to tell us out of Jerusalem, so let's start with that.
So, you know, I'll tell you shortly about IDSF, Israel Defense and Security Forum. You know, I served 30 years in the IDF, most of them in combat.
Wow.
And for me, securing Israel for generations is probably the most important thing.
Yeah.
So 3 years ago, I founded a new NGO. It's a movement. It's a grassroots movement called Israel Defense and Security Forum, IDSF. And, you know, we believe that national security is first and foremost about national values. It's about our connection to Judaism, to Zionism. It's about spirit. And because this is so important to many officers in Israel, in 3 years, 18,000 Israeli officers and commanders joined the organization.
Wow.
So, it's growing exponentially. You know, we're educating the young generation. We're very active on media and social media. And we work with the government. We have a strong research department, and we do policy papers and so on. But you know, we just celebrated the Day of Jerusalem. And I want to tell you an amazing story that really made me in the long term build this organization. I was a battalion commander in Operation Defensive Shield in 2002. And these were hard times for Israel. And we fought really hard, you know, for 10 months, day and night, my soldiers operating in Judea and Samaria against terrorists, knowing that if they fail even once, there will be a terrible terror attack, and you know, people will get killed. So the tension was really high. And after 10 months, we were told, guys, you have 3 weeks to get organized, and you are going back for 10 months of fighting, which is unbelievable, never happened before. So I took all my soldiers to, you know, talk to them.
Right.
And I found myself asking a very strange question. I asked, how many of you guys have ever been in Jerusalem? This is Israeli soldiers. Half of my battalion have never been in Jerusalem, which is unbelievable. And then I asked the ones that were in Jerusalem, how many of you have been in the Kotel, in Temple Mount? Only half of them. And I was shocked. Now I had 3 weeks. 1 week is vacation. 1 week for organizing the equipment. This must be done. And I had only 1 week of training. And I said, I'm not going to train the soldiers. I'm going to take all of them to Jerusalem a whole week.
Wow.
And I took all the 800 soldiers to Jerusalem. We went to the city of David. You know, they connected to the route 3,000 years before. We went to the Kotel, to the old city. And then we also visited the Knesset, the Supreme Court. In the last day, 800 soldiers sat at the president's house and talked to the president of Israel.
Wow.
And you know, when we came back, this was a completely different battalion. They excelled in combat to such an extent that after a few months of fighting and really managing to foil all terror attacks and not losing even one soldier, the chief of staff asked to meet with me. He said, Amir, your battalion is excelling. We didn't see something like that. What did you do? And I said, it's not what we did. It's what Israel did for us. It's what Jerusalem did for us. And he was so impressed because of this story that he chose me as aide-de-camp in his office.
Wow.
Moshe Bogi Yaelon.
Wow. Reminding people what they were fighting for. That's just such a powerful thing. For the last 7 decades, Israel and the United States have had a very special relationship. The last couple of years have been a little ambiguous on the American side. You just spent some time up in Washington. Tell us what message you conveyed to the Senate, to the House. What message you want Americans to hear from Israel? What do you need from us?
So we have seen a huge change in the last year. We are seeing the East getting closer and closer together because of the sanctions. We are seeing an emergence of a Russian, Chinese, Iranian bloc in the Middle East.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they are feeling that the West is not willing to fight. So they are pushing hard, you know, in the Pacific, in Europe, but also in the Middle East. And this is destabilizing the whole region. And what I said in Washington is that we need U.S. leadership. We need the U.S. to lead, to build a coalition, to pose a military threat on Iran. And by doing this, they will also manage to deter the Chinese in the Pacific and the Russians in Europe.
Yeah. Mm.
So really, by allying with Israel, with the Sunni world, we can really build deterrence again in the globe and also achieve peace. You know, the Saudis really want to push forward the peace agreement with Israel.
Yep.
They won't do that without the U.S. stepping forward and willing to be part of this coalition defending the Middle East.
And you don't see that now, right? The Biden administration doesn't signal.
You know,
that,
it's not happening. I was in Washington also in March, and I said, listen, the Middle East is changing much faster than you are, you know, doing something about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And 2 weeks later, Saudi Arabia renewed relations with Iran.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the Chinese brokering this deal.
That was a shot heard.
So it's obvious that we need this leadership. And, you know, Israel, at the end of the day, if needed, will defend itself by itself. We are ready to do that. But if Israel goes alone to war, this will bring the whole region into chaos. So it will be a regional war that will impact the whole globe.
Yep.
That's not a good solution.
No.
So we're hoping that we'll see a change soon, because I think reality speaks for itself, you know?
Yeah. We see those changes.
Yeah, we have a lot of young viewers of this network. So I wanted to ask you, you know, you look at a 16 or a 17 or an 18-year-old here in the States who's kind of floundering in school. They're maybe going to take a gap year. They may go to college. They may not. They're spending a lot of time on TikTok. And then you look at an 18-year-old in Israel preparing for, you know, to fight for their country and the values that military service instills in young people. What are we doing wrong here?
I think that one of the biggest mistakes of the West overall is giving up conscription. Having the youngsters serving in the army is extremely important. It teaches them values. It gives them patriotism, a connection to their state. And it's better education than any university.
Yeah.
This is why, by the way, Israeli youngsters, you know, supposedly they go to university much later, you know, at the age of maybe 22, sometimes 23. And yet in life they excel.
Right.
They build amazing startups. They do so many things. And you know why? Because the army gives them responsibility that in civil life, maybe at the age of 40, 50, you might get.
Yeah.
So they learn a lot. They learn values, but they also learn to manage. They become officers at a very young age. This is our secret.
It's an amazing thing, and people come out and they're more mature when they go to college. They make better use of the time in college.
Yes.
A lot of studies have shown that.
I changed my major a number of times because I was too young to figure it out.
There you go. See? Yeah. All right. General, there is a lot that happened at the end of the Trump administration. The Abraham Accords were such a momentous event. They don't get much appreciation in the United States, or as much as they deserve. But in the region, that was the beginning of a real change, right?
For us, President Trump made a huge change. He recognized the Golan Heights. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem. That was amazing.
Yeah.
He brought peace agreements. And what he didn't manage to do, and this is the next step, this is what we expect, hopefully, from the next administration, is bringing sovereignty to the Jordan Valley and to the Jewish towns. Yep. Because Israel must be sovereign between the sea and the Jordan Valley if we want to exist. This is a very basic thing. It's spiritual, but it's also military and security-wise.
Yeah.
We need sovereignty.
I wanted to ask you about that beautiful hunk of metal, the Iron Dome. Americans are in huge support of it, but when I was in Israel, I saw it in person for the first time. And you don't really expect for it to look the way that it does because it is so technologically advanced. And a lot of people don't realize how advanced Israel is. And that's a huge part of your success in that region, right?
Yeah. It's true, and it's also important for the U.S. because today there is a huge challenge with the Russians, the Indians, the Chinese. They're all in a race of technological race, quantum computing and the hypersonic missiles.
Right.
And the way the U.S. can really challenge the East is by really working with Israel and developing together technologies that will be high-end and keeping the U.S. at the lead of the technological race. This must be done with Israel. There is
Absolutely.
No other way.
Yeah, and continuing to fund it. General, we appreciate your time. We know it's very valuable, and we loved having you on. Thank you for your
Thank
insight.
You very much.
Thank you, sir.
It was a pleasure.
All right, and we've got more coming up after the break. We've got some commercials coming up, but coming back, we will be here at the National Religious Broadcasters Conference. Don't miss it. We'll be back.
Hey folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for $30. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Folks, we're sponsored today by Donors Trust, the tax-friendly way to preserve your charitable giving. In times of crisis, those with a giving spirit and a desire to build up civil society find ways to be helpful. And that's when it's good to have a charitable resource ready to deploy when they're needed most. Donors Trust offers donor advised funds or giving accounts. You can use these funds as your own charitable investment account and manage your charitable giving in a way that's smart, tax advantaged, aligned with your values, and private. Donors Trust clients are using their funds to support charities helping their local communities while also using their giving account to simultaneously support think tanks and liberty-minded organizations that believe our constitutional rights shouldn't get lost in a time of emergency. Now is the time to take a closer look at Donors Trust and join their community of liberty-minded donors by opening a donor advised fund. Go to donorstrust.org/justnews for the ultimate survival guide to charitable giving and learn how a donor advised fund can preserve your ability to give to the charities you love. That's donorstrust.org/justnews.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here with actress, director, and faith leader Sherry Rigby, as well as friend of the amazing Tali, who apparently has an incredible story. We don't know the story yet. We are going to hear it as you do. And I've heard that it is a miraculous story. So, Tali, tell us a little bit about you and your story.
Well, thank you for having me. My name is Tali Shalem Tao. I'm the CEO of Holy Gems, and our story, it begins about 25 years ago when my father started a journey against all arts and against all scientific assumptions to look for precious gems in the land of Israel.
Wow.
For the first time in history. You know, it's written in the Bible, in Isaiah, he's talking about that God promised Israel that he will lay the foundations with sapphires and all the borders with precious stones.
Yes.
But nobody ever tried to look for it.
Yeah.
And used for the Ark of the Covenant, too. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. So, my father, about 30 years ago, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who is very, very influential Jewish, the greatest Rebbe in this generation, he said that about this Isaiah prophecy, about the precious gems in Israel, he said that these gems are supposed to be in the northern Israel, near the Carmel Mountain.
Wow.
Zvulun Valley. This region. And my father heard these words that the Rebbe said, and he was a great believer of anything that the Rebbe said. And so he took these words literally and started this journey, again, against all scientific assumptions at that time. And about 2 years ago, the government of Israel, for the first time in history, declared that we found the first ever deposit of precious gems in this land.
Amazing.
And unfortunately, my father passed away just a few months before this declaration.
Oh.
You know, he, like Moses, came to the entry of and didn't make it, But we, me and my brothers and my sisters,
legacy carries on.
Yeah.
We took his this amazing project, and now we are telling the world that these gems exist, and we put them in jewelry.
Yeah, look at that, yeah.
This is the way that we give the world a chance to enjoy these gems. This is the amazing thing. That it never happened before, and we call it like a tangible proof of these Bible prophecies.
Yeah.
Unreal. So, Sherry, how did you two guys connect? And then you went to Israel just recently, right?
I did.
Yeah,
woo.
That's about that.
That was loud. I did. I was actually I was invited to come and visit Tali and the family with Holy Gems, and also I spent time with Israel 365. And so we ended up meeting one another, and I remember Matthew Farachi saying, "The moment you meet, you'll just know. You'll just know." And at that moment when we met, I was like, "Okay, I just know."
Isn't that amazing?
So my husband and I ended up going, and you know, you always kind of have this moment where you think it's going to be one type of trip, and then what you realize is that God had such a greater plan for it all along. Yeah. And so we were there in the Holy Land, but we experienced it so differently. And so actually the stones that I have on, something that I thought was so fascinating, you know, as Christians, we have throughout the Bible, Isaiah 54:11 that Tali's talking about. We talk from Genesis to Revelation, we hear about the precious stones. And so to be in the Holy Land, to see how they're excavating it and mining it, and then to be able to touch them and feel them and see it. And then what I'm wearing is actually what's called a Carmel sapphire. It was actually mined on Mount Carmel And it's the only place in the world that these sapphires are actually laid and found. And so it was the most precious gift to know that I'm literally wearing something that the Lord talked about in Scripture, and they've actually now found on Mount Carmel. And then we just had this time where we discovered the Holy Land in a whole new way.
That's amazing. And I hear that time and time again about people who go to Israel. It was the same thing for me when I went. Mm. I want to switch gears and ask you about your organization, The Women in Our World, and how that ties in with Hollywood and the film industry. Talk to us about that activism.
Absolutely. Well, so I started years ago as an actress, and so the women in my world became something that was very just a part of my life. I went to Hollywood, and I thought, well, God's going to make me this huge movie star, and he's absolutely opened so many doors for me. But really, the moment that I was sitting in this little acting studio, God spoke to my heart, and he said, you're here for my women. And so this ministry started where I went from 2 women to 25 to now a couple hundred overnight. But what we've seen so far is that we've actually now started to provide resources through the nonprofit, education and resources to women in entertainment and media. And so what we now do is we actually facilitate and put women on sets and in active roles to tell stories. And so the last movie I directed, we actually facilitated through the Women in My World, 7 women that were on set, paid for by the ministry to actually learn through the process so that then they can go out and be part of the entertainment industry. And so it's discipleship, resources, and education. And it's been incredible just to see what God is doing with these powerful voices in entertainment.
Amazing learning lab. That's just a crazy. Wow. We got about a minute left. I want to start with you, Tali. Israel doesn't get portrayed very favorably in the media today. Christians don't get portrayed very favorably in the mainstream media. What's the challenge? How do we break through that?
Believe.
Believing, yeah.
Believe in what we do.
Yeah.
Believe in our truth. Believe in ourselves. And just take it out there.
That's a great, great advice.
Yeah. And for you? I went to Calvary. When my husband and I started dating, we ended up at Calvary, and the pastor there said, without the Old Testament, there's no New Testament. And so I really think as Christians, as believers, we need to support Israel. We need to partner with our brothers and sisters, and we need to stand behind them at all costs. And I think that's so important. And so we need to know the word of the Lord and what that means as believers. And so God says, these are his people. And so we should be behind them 100%.
Lifelong friends now, right?
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, both have amazing stories.
Yeah,
I see Esther in both of you. I see Deborah in both of you. I see those aspects in each of you. And we appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
Hey, folks, if you're a homeowner and you're like me, you want to protect your home, right? But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? If you never have, listen to this. A new report on homeowners shows we all now have $16 trillion in equity. That's an all-time high in America. That's why you need protection from a scam the FBI calls house stealing. That's when the equity in all of our homes is the target, sadly, of scammers. If nobody's watching the title to your home, these scammers can transfer your title to their name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. Poof, gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime right now with triple lock protection from my good friends at HomeTitleLock.com. The first step is to check on your home's title to see if it's still in your name. Sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com and be sure to use the promo code JUSTNEWS. They're going to send you a complete title scan of your home's title and your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection. That's legendary protection, by the way. It's free. HomeTitleLock.com. Use the promo code JUSTNEWS. One more time, go to HomeTitleLock.com today and protect your most important asset, the equity in your home. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust. And the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy. And most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak.
The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the wellness company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth.com/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.
Welcome back, everybody, to National Religious Broadcasters Conference. We are here with Rabbi Dov Lipman. Thank you so much for being here. You are a former American. It's all right. We'll forgive you. You gave up your citizenship for a very good reason, a former member of Knesset, an author. The list goes on and on. But you intrigued me as we were just chatting before we came to air, a story about your grandmother. So let's start there.
We'll absolutely start there. And this is a story which I think about on almost a daily basis. So I grew up in America. I lived in America most of my life. And we decided we're going to pick up and what's called make aliyah, which is to move upwards and move to Israel and fulfill the ingathering of the exiles as the prophets talk about in the Bible.
Yep.
Of course.
But then I had to call my grandmother and tell her we're moving to Israel. And I was very, very nervous about that. My grandmother's a Holocaust survivor. She was in the golden years of her life enjoying her grandchildren, great-grandchildren. She lived to see great-great-grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
And I have to tell her we're moving to Israel. And I called and I said, Bubby, which is grandma in Yiddish, this summer, we're going to be making Aliyah, we're moving to Israel. And I braced myself for what I somewhat jokingly call the wrath of Bubby, because she had no political correctness. She said whatever was on her mind. Exactly. And my grandmother says, in Hebrew, blessed art thou, our Lord, God of our fathers, who has kept us alive and brought us to this great day.
Wow.
And she said, as a Holocaust survivor, seeing how we have suffered as a people for 2,000 years in exile, to know that her grandchildren, a great-grandchildren, are settling in Israel, she has nothing but thanks to God.
Mm. Wow. What an amazing moment.
Yeah.
You have done so much to try to bring Israel and America closer. We have so many young generations of Americans that have gotten a distorted view of Israel. You spent the last decade really retraining them on the facts. How is that going, and what can we all do to contribute to that dialogue?
So there's no doubt it's been a great challenge for me, because we're talking about facts. We're not talking about which narrative should one person accept, right?
Yeah,
the Jewish people lived in the land of Israel. We've prayed for the land of Israel. It's our right to be in the land of Israel. We are not aggressors. We have no desire to hurt anyone. We're willing to live side by side with our Arab neighbors in the land of Israel. And yet this narrative has developed, which says that we are the aggressors. We are the how can you occupy your biblical and ancestral homeland?
Yeah.
So I travel around, and I even wrote a book called Fact Over Fiction. Just let's talk about facts. We can discuss the politics, should we do this, or the other,
sure,
but the facts have to be known. And I do believe that young people want to hear facts. We live in a world of such distortions people create their own realities. But when you show them, for example, you show them the Palestine Post, which was the Jewish newspaper in Jerusalem when the place was called Palestine and had nothing to do with a group called the Palestinians.
Right.
When you talk about where does the name Palestine come from, and it was actually an attempt to remove a Jewish entity in the land.
Yeah.
So you show them these facts, and young people are willing to hear it if you come to them with a place of intellectual honesty and let's really just analyze it from a place of truth.
What smart advice.
Yeah, and the facts are important, and the facts pertaining to Israel's geographical location are incredible, the spiritual side of things, but also on the business side. I mean, Israelis are incredible innovators. I passed a soda stream at one of the booths back there, which was invented, I think, in Ariel, Israel.
Correct.
So many amazing inventions, a water purification system that was exported to countries that don't think Israel should exist. Talk to us about the miracle that is the nation of Israel.
When I think about this story, it's not just the people who for 2,000 years held on to a faith of coming back to their land, which to begin with is miraculous, but it's also foretold in the Bible.
People aren't patient these days, especially for 2,000 years.
correct. But that to come back surrounded on all sides by enemies determined to destroy it and build exactly the land that you just talked about. I, for a period of time, helped government relations for an organization that brings Israeli technology to Africa to help give them clean water and electricity. This is who we are. We just want to bring good to the world.
Yeah.
And then I want to tell you, so my son My son, who was a regular American kid, played Little League baseball, plays on the Israel National Baseball team today.
Wow.
Also a commander in an elite combat unit.
Wow.
He doesn't want to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
He just wants to protect. But because they're put in that position, they develop ingenuity, they develop creativity, and they develop a desire, I want to actually do good for the world.
Yeah.
And that's part of the miracle of Israel, for sure.
Yeah.
And in the last few years, we've seen some miraculous evolution in the relationship between Israel and its Arab neighbors, the Abraham Accords. They don't get nearly enough attention here in the United States, but they really are a seismic shift in global relations. Tell us what it's done, the commerce, the innovation sharing, and the future peace that now is reachable because of those accords.
The fact that the average Israeli is saying, how many times have you been to Dubai?
Yeah.
How many times have you been to Dubai?
Yeah. Right,
that,
yeah.
No one would have thought that could ever happen.
Right. It would have never been uttered.
Correct, and they love it, and there's kosher restaurants, and they can walk around freely, more freely in Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates, than in European countries, where
that's
they have
amazing
to fear anti-Semitic attacks.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
But that's also, I really truly believe, that's part of God's plan as you start seeing, even you have, you know, the Jews and Christians coming together, as we're certainly experiencing here.
Right.
And you have Arabs who are willing to live side by side with Jews and recognize Israel for what it is, which is the homeland of the Jewish people. That's part of the miracle of the story as well. And
no
I do
doubt
believe it's part of bringing us towards, you know, a final redemption of sorts that everyone can celebrate together. Part of my work in bringing new immigrants to Israel is part of that vision as well, of the fulfillment of the ingathering of the exiles as we reach these miraculous times in Israel.
Yeah.
And talk to us a little bit more about that organization, because, you know, as you said, you have all of these Jews living in exile, the diaspora across the world, and now coming back to Israel. Talk to us about how your organization incentivizes.
So I'm blessed to run an organization called Yad Le'olim, which means a hand to those who are coming up. Moving to Israel is moving up, not necessarily in a topographic
right
type of way,
right,
but spiritually.
Right.
Yeah.
In 2 years, we have had over 30,000 families from 41
wow
different countries say,
wow,
help us come back home to the land of Israel.
Mm.
People can read about it at yadleolim.org. It's unbelievable.
That is amazing.
Literally, for thousands of years, people of faith opened the Bible, and God promised this would happen, and people believed it because we're people of faith.
Yeah.
You don't have to believe it anymore. It's happening right in front of our eyes. 41 different countries, every continent,
that's
people
amazing
saying, it's my time to move back home and take my biblical and ancestral birthright in the land of Israel.
Mm. That's so amazing. We struggle here in the United States with a wave of anti-Semitism that's unprecedented in my lifetime, for sure, whether it's Holocaust denialism, hatred of Israel, distorted stories. What is the best advice you can give us on this side of the ocean to start to reverse this trend? Because it's very troubling. I mean, we see it almost every day.
It's
now
troubling
lives
for me as someone who grew up in America, very openly Jewish, and never experienced a moment of anti-Semitism. Not a moment.
Isn't
I was
amazing?
I had friends that were from all faiths and backgrounds, and we respected one another. And now I walk around in certain places in America, and I have to be cautious as well. The only advice I can give to people is twofold. One is, people stand up and be proud of their faith. If all people of faith just say, we believe in God, we have our faith, we're going to stand for one another, that's the first step. And the second step is, for people, I do have to believe, have to learn the history of the Jewish people and what we have been through. Facts, exactly what you said. And then hopefully say, we actually want to respect those people. We want to rally around those people. We can be friends, brothers, and give so much to each other. That's the way it has to really be.
Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay-up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't. You'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you, because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000, or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. Hey folks, John Solomon here from John Solomon Reports. I'm proud to be on the iHeartRadio app every day with my podcast, with the news that we bring, the exclusive interviews. And you know what else is great? You can listen to any iHeartRadio station anywhere in the country inside this free app. I used to listen to all sorts of radio on my AM or FM radio. Today, I don't have time to be in the car that often. You know where I listen? I listen on the iHeartRadio app. It's awesome. And they have some really cool new features, unlike anything else in the market. One of them is called Talk Back Mic. Anytime I have something to say, I tap the mic and send my voice message and then listen to hear my voice on one of my favorite shows. Isn't that cool? You can send a message to your favorite disc jockey, your favorite podcast show host. So be sure to download the iHeart app radio. If you don't have it right now, the iHeart Radio app is a winner. Be sure to download the free iHeart Radio app today and start streaming your favorite radio stations, your favorite podcasts, and your favorite music playlists right from the iHeart Radio app.
Welcome back, America. We saved our very last session of interview for this incredible week here in Orlando at National Religious Broadcasters Association to bring a great interview with one of our most courageous colleagues. Ben Berkram covers the border like no one else in America. Courageous, and he's brought some extraordinary artifacts. I want you to see them because we're denied the truth about the border. We're constantly told the border is secure and it's not open. That is not true. Ben's going to show you what he found in his most recent tour down there. Ben, welcome. We love what you do. These things are amazing.
Yeah, it's sad because, and I wish I didn't have to have them, but it really does tell the story. I was just down on the border. We came back up. We were in down in Panama. Our next episode of Law and Border actually airing tomorrow on Real America's Voice, 4 p.m. Saturday.
Must watch.
It's going to really show you. It's the culmination of us finishing the trip across the Darien Gap. And I'll start with that. This is one of those things. I've talked to you guys about it, but this is a rape kit that the United Nations OIM put out. This was we saw this on the Colombia side in Nacocli, where OIM was giving this out, and ironically they call it a care kit. And what's inside of these, among other things, are male and female condoms and birth control, because they know the women are going to be raped along the way. And this was actually given to me by Michael Yon. So we saw them giving these out in Nacocli, and then he actually got this from one of the ladies who had come across the Darien Gap when she got out. But this is the level of evil that we're up against. And then we just went down after Title 42 ended. You know, Secretary Mayorkas had this big announcement that, oh, it's going to be better. It's not going to be this whole disaster. They're going to use Title 8 to deport. They're not going to allow illegal entry. And I went down to see. We started in Brownsville, ended in Tijuana, to see if any of what he was saying was true. None of it is. Everything that we're being told is a lie. And this is just evidence of that.
Unbelievable.
So these are IDs. Just to give you an idea, this was it from Yuma, but this is, you'll find these all over the place. So we have Republic of Congo, we have Ecuador, we have Peru. I have IDs from Ghana, a voter ID, ironically, from Ghana. I guess they're racist Peru, in America, yeah. But in Ghana they're allowed. We have ripped up IDs from Senegal. We have people from Sudan, from China. And then these are really interesting. These are permanent residence cards from Mexico. And these are dumped. And the reason these are all dumped, you'd say, why would you dump your ID? Why would you dump a passport?
Yeah.
And we've interviewed a lot of the people that do this, and they say, well, we've been told by the NGOs, non-governmental organizations, by the United Nations, that we have an easier time getting in if they don't know who we are. Yeah. And in particular, a guy like this from Sri Lanka, who has a permanent resident card from Mexico. Well, you can't qualify for asylum in America if you've been given permanent residency in Mexico.
Right.
So they know that. They've been coached that. But all of this goes back to these leftist organizations aiding and abetting the cartels that are undermining America, groups like the United Nations, Catholic Charities, Lutheran Social Services, Jewish Family Services, who I confronted in San Ysidro, California, when I was there last year.
Wow.
So this caught my eye because I recognize Arabic.
Yep.
And then underneath it, the Quran.
This was also in this pile of stuff that we found. With the discarded IDs. This was the first Quran I found. I found this last week in Yuma, Arizona, alongside of this prayer booklet, Islamic prayer booklet, that was dropped as they were coming in. And what we do know, one thing, is more suspected terrorists have come across this year alone than ever before.
Yeah.
And then all years combined since we've been recording it, more suspected terrorists have come across. That is shocking. It should shock every single American.
It should. Listen, it's a security threat. And we see the fraud. When someone knows they're dumping their permanent residency card, they know they're committing fraud.
Yep.
We keep being told by the government, oh, there's no fraud going on. These are all well-meaning people. It's not true. And you bring us the proof every day with your great reporting at the border and with all of these artifacts now. Ben, we got about a minute left. What is the single most important thing that's going to happen in the next 30 days at the border? It seems like the cartels have pulled back trafficking for a little while, let the cameras go home, then they're going to stuff a lot of people over. Is that right?
Two things happen. I'll say this as quick as I can. We had a front load effect before Title 42 went away, and so we had some of the highest weeks in recorded history that came across on the front end. Those people would have in normal weeks waited and gone across when Title 42 ended. So it looked like the numbers decreased the following week, but really what that was a front load in the weeks prior to Title 42 going away.
Yeah.
The biggest problem we have right now is they've redefined what illegal is.
Yeah.
Now they're using CBP-1 as a basically everyone gets in. We have de facto open borders at our southern border, and it's only going to get worse. It's not going to get better. But again, the moral of the story is everything that Mayorkas and Joe Biden are telling you is a lie about our border, and they're allowing it to happen to the point where Homeland Security is giving out bag tags when you come across, so you can tag your own bags, make sure you get your stuff back.
They're engaged in trafficking. They're facilitating it. They're aiding and abetting trafficking, right?
And you guys broke the story about the children not doing DNA testing.
Yeah.
We have basically legalized child trafficking into America.
Unbelievable. Ben, one of the things I'm most proud of being a member of Real America's Voice is the fact that I get to see you every day in action. You are a courageous, remarkable journalist telling truth in a sea of dishonesty. We want to thank you for that courage.
And 4 p.m. tomorrow, right?
4 p.m. tomorrow, guys. Law and Border. Don't miss that. And on behalf of Amanda and I want to thank Troy Miller, the entire National Association of Broadcasters, Religious Broadcasters, for allowing us to be here this week, being such gracious hosts, giving us so many guests. We hope you enjoyed it. I know I certainly did. Have a great weekend. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down. And my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guaranteed. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe
from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%.